Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
You know, I know, and Duke knows the Tar Heels should have won that game. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. The problem is that Duke won it in an overtime period that never should have been played. Sure, it can be a learning experience. Some players might have grown up, blah, blah, blah. But the truth is Carolina blew a game to Duke that it is never getting back. And with it comes the trappings of a Duke program that, despite all the niceties and respect it showed for Coach Smith, just added to their lore and the rivalry when it should have been a devastating home loss. And we gave it to them. All the toughness on the glass and tenacity on defense to turn the 7-point halftime deficit into a 10-point lead with less than 4 minutes to play suddenly became a team trying not to lose. Oh my God, we're up by 10 at Duke late in the game. We're not supposed to be up by 10 at Duke late in the game. So let's miss two critical one-on-ones at the foul line, short-arm shots around the basket, and then take away the three-pointers from Duke, but still foul them and make layups into old-fashioned three-point plays. I guarantee you, Roy Williams did not sleep 1 minute last night. He knows his team gave one away, and the result was more national TV pub for Duke and Cameron and Coach K, who know they were handed that game. Sure, they have a comeback tradition that Carolina had for years, but you cannot come back from 10 down with 4 minutes left unless the other team gets scared and helps you. And after a well-played, beautifully coached game by Williams for 36 minutes, the Tar Heels weren't man enough to close out the game. Blame the clock operator who couldn't keep track of the precious final seconds. Blame the refs who called body fouls when full-bore collisions went unwhistled. But put the blame where it belongs, on young players who aren't yet tough enough to play Carolina basketball the way it's been played for decades. That means seal the deal, step on the necks, close out the dadgum game. Sure, the Blue Devils are good, they're always good, but the Tar Heels let them celebrate when they could have cut them down a peg and gotten all the publicity that ESPN upchucked on them for a full hour after the game. Maybe Carolina's talent isn't on par with Duke, or what it used to be, but the Tar Heels were right there and let it get away. And despite what happens for the rest of this season, they are never getting this one back. Never. This is Archansky. See ya.